It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, youth mental health can be tough to talk about. A Wisconsin event invited kids to lead the discussion by sharing their own experiences. We'll talk to a reporter who helped organize events around the state. First, Governor Scott Walker says it may be time for the state to take over control of Milwaukee public schools and possibly to break the district up into smaller districts. He made the comments during an interview Sunday on Upfront with Mike Gushay. He also criticized State Superintendent Tony Evers, who's running for governor as one of many Democrats, for failing to turn the district around. Here's Walker speaking yesterday at an event in Milwaukee.
No, I think for the parents and for the students in this city, it is a moral imperative that things get better.
In a statement, Superintendent Evers said he's worked with teachers and school officials in Milwaukee and that graduation rates, summer school, and college scholarships had improved. He said students need a governor to help the district grow and evolve, not a, quote, dictator. Walker says he doesn't have a plan yet to take over MPS, but if he comes up with one, he would talk about it before the November election. Alan Borsick is a senior fellow in law and public policy at Marquette University Law School. He's an education columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, former education reporter. Alan, welcome back to Central Time.
Pleased to be here.
Let's start with the problems at Milwaukee Public Schools. We've talked about this a lot before. From the latest data, from the latest numbers and anecdotes, what is the state of MPS right now?
Well, it's pretty troubled. I don't know any other way to put it. And I would say it's as troubled as any time in the 20 or 30 years that I've been following this. They have big financial problems. They've got more cuts coming. They've got a very unhappy workforce. The teachers are threatening what they call bold action without being more specific to oppose the budget. Certainly have low student achievement, which is just a subject you can't get around. That the percentage of kids who are in MPS who are reading at grade level, and I might add the percentage of kids in the private schools in Milwaukee, both of them is 20% roughly, which means 80% of them are not reading at grade level according to the state tests. You've got declining enrollment in MPS. You have a lot of competition for kids. A lot of problems just in general with the climate for children in the city of Milwaukee. It's just really, and a change of leadership. The superintendent is leaving, which is in itself. So it's a long list of formidable problems that MPS is facing currently.
Governor Walker floating the idea of the state taking more control, says state law allows the superintendent of public instruction to do that. We've been here before, right? There's been talk of state intervention, more state intervention in Milwaukee public schools before. What have people talked about in the past?
Well, in the late 90s, then Governor Tommy Thompson said the state should take over MPS if it didn't meet certain performance goals and improved attendance, improved test scores. And then kind of moved away from that, which MPS did not meet the goals, but the state didn't do anything about it. In 2009, then Governor Doyle called for a creation of a governance system for MPS that would largely be under the control of the mayor of Milwaukee, and that got nowhere. In fact, it was stopped largely, and Governor Walker correctly points out, it was stopped largely by Democrats in the legislature. 3 years ago, you had the creation in the state budget of what was called the Opportunity Schools Program, which was supposed to take away some of the lowest performing schools from MPS and put them under other operators, and that became hugely controversial but didn't produce anything. There's a theme here of big ideas producing nothing. I might add that in 2009, when he was running for governor, Scott Walker said he wanted to break up MPS into districts maybe the size of Wauwatosa, which is where his kids went to school. But he never pursued that idea in the 9 years since then.
The idea of a state takeover, or at least more state control, that suggests that the problem is, I guess, a problem of governance in Milwaukee public schools, that somebody needs to come from the outside and do a better job at the top. Is that where you see the problems? Is that where the focus should be?
Oh, I'm going to dodge giving a direct answer to that. There's certainly a lot of people who would say that. I think people in the business community in Milwaukee and people in the Republican side of the legislature, some civic leaders in Milwaukee would say, you know, the school board is a force to prevent change. The school board may well be one of the reasons that the current superintendent, Darian Driver, is leaving. On the other hand, I think the general public sentiment in Milwaukee and at the street level, so to speak, would be very opposed to that. They don't want outsiders coming in and forcing anything. Certainly the position of the district itself and of the teachers union would be highly opposed.
Talking to Alan Borsick from Marquette University Law School, longtime education writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at an idea refloated by Governor Walker of state intervention in Milwaukee public schools, maybe breaking the schools into smaller districts. And let's talk about that idea, Alan. It seems like an easy idea to say. It might be hard to implement. What would that take to break a big district into smaller ones?
Frankly, I don't have any idea. It would be really complicated. The way everything is enmeshed now within the Milwaukee Public School system, enrollment, kids go to school all over the city, the amount of school choice, to use that term, within MPS itself is really quite high. And then you add on the layers of the Milwaukee private school voucher program and charter schools, and you have kids going to school all over the place. How you would break up MPS, how you would do it as a business proposition, as terms of assigning teachers, assigning students, what schools would stay open, funding, it would be really, really complex. It's easy to advocate, and this is one enormously scrambled egg that it's really hard to see how you would unscramble it.
And you mentioned the budget earlier, a budget shortfall MPS is looking at. A district spokesperson says they need more state aid. Governor Walker says, no, we're given plenty of money. It's how it's managed and spent. What do you make of the budget situation there? Is there a shortfall in aid from the state?
Well, again, it's a political judgment. The actual amount of state aid Milwaukee gets is actually in the middle of the pack when it comes to per student amounts compared to other districts in the state. It's less than some. It's more than some. You could argue that Milwaukee, with its intense poverty, really should get more and needs more support. The governor would say, well, they're getting plenty. The cuts that are envisioned by the school administration in the current budget proposal, which is supposed to come to a head by the end of this month, are not in themselves that severe, but they come in the context of cuts in so many recent years, and you just keep stepping down, and increasing class size and whatever. The more this progresses, or the more it goes, you know, increases, the more it becomes a problem. So there is a huge blowback currently by teachers in MPS.
You mentioned the politics of this, and this is all coming in an election year, an election for governor. You've got the governor speaking out on this. One of his potential Democratic opponents is the superintendent of public instruction, the head of education in the state. Is there a long history of the Milwaukee public schools being used as kind of a political football?
Oh, I would say so, and the politics of it. Outside of Milwaukee, you know, MPS is not very popular. So Governor Walker, if anything, probably stands to gain by looking like he's getting tough on MPS with the people and in the areas that are more likely to support him. Whereas Tony Evers, the state superintendent, and all of the Democratic candidates would be more supportive of MPS, more supportive of the need for state aid. The biggest problem isn't that there's a lack of interest or advocacy or controversy. It's there's a lack of improvement. I mean, there's some incremental stuff, but the overall results in Milwaukee, and for that matter statewide in some ways, just really need some serious, and I would hope, healthy, constructive, and I might even say nonpartisan attention and cooperation, and you're not going to see that in an election year.
Yeah, I was going to say, but how about 2019, whoever wins this election for governor, do you think that there's an open door, a way to get people together, set aside the politics, and actually try to be constructive on all this?
Do I think there's a way to do that? Yes. Do I think it'll happen? That I'm more skeptical about, just because we live in such polarized and heated times politically, but the situation in Milwaukee in general and Milwaukee Public Schools specifically is getting to a point where you say, we really need to sit down and figure out what's best for the kids of the city, because this is so central to the future of the state and the state's economy.
Alan, thanks again for joining us today.
Glad to be with you.
That's Alan Borsak, Senior Fellow in Law and Public Policy at Marquette University Law School, also an education columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, longtime education reporter. We talked with him about the prospects of a state takeover of Milwaukee public schools.